Uncle Josh and the Lightning Rod Agent.
Well, true, one day down on the trunking center, I was sitting out on my back porch, and up from a feller and commenced talking like all possessed. He said, "Why, my dear sir, I'm astonished at you. I've looked over your entire premises, and I find you haven't got a lightning rod on any building that you possess. Why, my dear sir, I'm astonished to think that a man of your good sound sense and judgment, why, my dear sir, don't you know you're a flying right in the face of Providence? Lightning may strike and demolish anything when everything within the sound of my voice. Why, my dear sir," I said, "now, hold on, guys, dingy, what do you got to sell?" Well, he told me he had some lightning rods, and he brought out a little machine and told me to take hold of the handles, and he'd show me what a powerful thing electricity was. Well, I took a hold of them handles, and he turned on a crank, and that darn thing made me dance all over the porch, and it wouldn't let go. Well, I told him I guess he could put up a lightning rod or two, seeing as how I didn't have any, and I went over to Ezra Hoskins' house, and when I got back home, I'll tell you, my place was a sight. It looked like a harrow turned upside down. There were 7 lightning rods on the barn, 6 on my house, 2 on the kitchen, 2 on the hen house, 2 on the granary, 1 on the grindstone. And when I got there, that darn fool had the old muley cow cornered up, trying to put a lightning rod on her. Well, I paid him for what he had done. Thank the Lord, he hadn't done any more. And he got me to sign a paper what stated that he had done a good job. Well, sir, about a week after that, we had a thunderstorm, and I think the lightning struck everything on the place except spring wagon and old muley cow, and they didn't have any lightning rod on them. I thought I was getting off pretty lucky till the next day when fella come along with that paper what I had signed, and by God, it was a note for $650, and I'll be gosh-dinged if I didn't have to pay it. Buckled it in by chowder.